Welcome to Minority Corner.
With an Eke.
And James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only it's more black, gay.
And ladylike.
Enchanté.
Adios.
That's not French.
Oh, bonjour.
There we go.
This week on Minority Corner.
What you got for us, girl?
What are you talking about?
I asked you.
Oh, okay. Well, I am talking about sexual tips. Sexy.
Okay, I know where this is going. You're talking about having sex in the car? Because I read the article too, so.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, forget I said anything. We'll just talk about that next week. Oh,
yes.
I'm talking about the state of gay affairs.
Like an affair to remember?
You better remember this, because these are the things that people were probably not talking about. So consider this like, you know, the president does like the State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm doing a State of the Union for the gays. And when I say gays, I mean LGBTQ, LMNOP. I love to say gays. I just think it's fun to say gays. But I'm meaning everybody. I got my gay folks, my trans folks, my lesbians,
you know you need
my bears.
A podium.
I do. You're right. So can we order that on Amazon and have it delivered before the episode ends? Before my segment?
I will get on it stat. I might look into Etsy so we can get a, you know, something with baby doll heads and craft-like.
Is this a commercial? Are we doing those now? I'd like to advertise something too.
Okay.
Flags.
Just flags?
I think you should buy one.
Just one flag?
Buy a flag.
Like what type of flag?
I just say the ads and like I'm just the voice. I don't know. I'm not making the ads. I'm just pitching them.
Flags.
Buy a flag at your nearest flag store.
Flags. Everybody loves them.
Get them while they're hot.
So shall we go to the...
With our flags in hand. Yes, we shall. Yes, we shall.
Let's go. Flag dance. Flag dance. Flag dance.
Ooh, you can dance with the flags. This is a great idea. We're going to make millions. Eke, dry your tears. Don't fool me with that song. You were in tears when we first were talking.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's so true, you guys. Game of Thrones got me, y'all. Game of Thrones got me.
She won't give any spoilers.
No spoilers.
Because I was like, Eke, don't say anything. I'm a binge watcher. Don't do it.
I won't. I promise I won't.
But it was a bit of a tearjerker.
But right when we were going to start to record...
Boom.
I had tears in my eyes.
She was a mess. I was like, get it together. And I was suggesting...
And I was like, no!
She was a horrible mess. We had to sedate her. We were supposed to be recording... Actually, it was yesterday. And she just has been a mess ever since. So she's now...
I have my meds.
She's strapped into a gurney.
The padded room.
She's 5150'd, essentially. So she's on suicide watch.
I'm back. I've had some tea. I took a bath.
She looks like if you ever remember those photos that you can't find on the internet anymore, but when Britney Spears was sent into the psych ward and they like strapped her on a gurney and she was like, ah, that's what you look like.
It was an intense ass episode, y'all.
We can never air it legally. We can't air that thing that happened. I still recommend that I think you should go ahead and switch on over to The Walking Dead, because that shit's intense. There's a black woman who wields a sword. There's multiple black women on the show. That's right. Multiple.
I love it.
There's a Latina. There's a gay guy.
Yes.
Yes. There should probably be more black people considering it takes place in Atlanta, but I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah, you know, hey, we'll take what we can get.
Apparently.
Also, going back to Game of Thrones.
Okay. No spoilers.
Your boyfriend... Jerome, hey, listener, longtime listener, has a little resemblance to a Mr. Jon Snow.
He's going to murder you.
What?
He gets that all the time. I can't believe you. Baby, I'm sorry. I did not make her say that. I know how you feel.
Jon Snow is a very handsome man.
My boyfriend is cuter than Jon Snow. And Jon Snow looks like my boyfriend, not the other way around.
Okay. So. You know, I'm just saying, I learned to accept that I have Don's old face.
Speaking of my boyfriend... So, he sent me the most exciting message ever the other day. I woke up to this gem of a text. It said...
What was it?
Ariana Grande's new album just dropped. And I was like, ah! we have been waiting for this dangerous woman to emerge for months. Since we first, like, back in January, he was like, when is her new album going to drop? And it, for months, yes. we keep checking the internets. We kept checking the Twitters.
Yes.
I went to go, yes. you know, went outside her apartment. I said, yeah. Oh, and she was like,
maybe no, take it back a notch.
Yeah. She was like, I got to wrap up my ponytail. So, oh, was I that too, was that too
snap
much?
Snap it on.
Me going to her. That is not a snap on ponytail. That is hers. Are you, are
she
like,
said it herself. That ponytail is fake.
Shut up.
There's nothing wrong with a fake pony. I admire that
just
fake
assumed.
Pony.
Assumed. Wow. Anyways.
Mm-mm.
Dangerous Woman is amazing. It's such a good
Tell
album.
Tell me about it.
She's like, see, the last album, she must be in love or something, because all of her songs are like, love, 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 la, la, but not in like an obnoxious teen girl way. Like, it's all okay. like sexy, some R&B sort of tracks and hits. Like, Ariana Grande skipped oh. the Pop Princess. Like, she never, none of her albums were Pop Princess. Like, Babyface,
really?
Babyface produced her first album, where she sounded like Mariah
Ooh,
Carey.
That's good.
Yeah.
He's, yeah. Well, wasn't she trying to be dubbed as a mini Mariah Carey anyways? Like, she was not trying to be a tartlet. She was trying to be, like, a belter from the
she
beginning.
She came out from the beginning belting. And her second album was about a fucked up relationship. Her last one, My Everything, was like,
Ooh.
Things are not working out. I cheated. You cheated. Wait, who are you with? Let's have sex one more time. Like, it just,
oh.
yeah, she was all of that. Yeah. But this
Damn.
Time, her album's amazing. Jerome and I have been listening to it nonstop. All weekend.
Mm.
And then
okay.
my friend, it's so good. And she has this one line, she's like, ain't you ever seen a princess be a bad bitch?
Oh, I have to tell you, your enthusiasm has helped me into the Ariana Grande camp. I do have a hard time thinking about her and doing the nasty because she does remind me of Feifel from the American Tale.
How does she remind you of Feifel from the American Tale?
She's like a cute
face?
Little mouse. She's a cutie little mouse.
Well, and there's the thing about her sexy songs. Like, she makes it sexy without being, like, put your penis in my vagina. Like, she's not, like, going full
okay,
on.
Okay, she's not raunchy.
She's not going full on Janet. She's not doing, like, like, yeah. She's
yeah.
just doing, like, you know, she's saying, like, a little less conversation, a little more touch my body. Just do that.
With, okay, like, I like that.
She's, you know,
so she's
there.
Being, like, real.
Yeah, she's being, yeah. yeah it's just enough. Speaking of Beyonce, so I'm all about the Ariana Grande Dangerous Woman album. It's great. Like,
mm-hmm.
listen to it on repeat for an entire week. I insist.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do my research.
So I'm behind. Because I have not touched, I had not touched Lemonade until a friend of mine kind of shamed me.
Mm. It wasn't me.
I know, and I'm so. Are you Shaggy? It was Shaggy. Shaggy is the one that shamed me. You're right. It was him. He
but I caught her in the bathroom.
It wasn't
me.
It wasn't me. Didn't listen to Lemonade. It wasn't me. I listened to Ariana Grande. It wasn't you. A friend of mine, I was like, oh yeah, the Ariana Grande album. He's like, yeah, it's great. He's like, how about that Lemonade? I was like, He was like, you haven't listened to Lemonade yet? He was like, and I was like, listen, I know it's heavy. I know it's dark. I got to be in the right place for it. It's sort of like when you got
it's true.
Watching 12 Years a Slave. I didn't run out to the theater to go do it.
I was just going to say,
I
was the last person to watch 12 Years a Slave. I'm sorry.
I was after you. I watched it and then you did. Like, you got to be in the right place for it. Like, I knew Beyonce was going to take me on a journey and I was like, you know, and I feel like Ariana Grande wrote her album. Like, I'm just going to say it. I'm going to be obnoxious. But it was like she wrote this album, like she followed Jerome and I, and she just wrote this album. That album is like based on our life.
I'll give you that. All right, sure.
It's like, or she just like, it's an album that I feel like really defines where our relationship is. And Lemonade, I know, is like fucked up. And so then I found myself in a fucked up place this weekend, and then I watched it,
okay.
and man, shit got dark in my life. I like,
but it's also positive. There's a lot of positive aspects in it and beautiful, empowering images.
But most of it, like, is it's that dark place that you've been to in a relate. Like, you can,
yeah, she's mad.
I had at one point, I was like, did Jay-Z cheat on me?
I know.
Where's that Becky? Ooh, I'm gonna get her. I don't know who she is, but I got a grunt. Like, I'm furious with her.
I know.
Poor Becky with the good hair.
She was raw.
it makes you feel like, and then when he comes back in, and it's after you go through all this shit, and it's, like, beautiful because he's back, and it's, like, you know, human beings are human, and, like, when you find that great love of your life, you will do anything to just make it work, and, like, she, like, lives, it's a very personal, I thought other shit she had done was personal, like, this shit's not only personal, but like you said, like, it's uplifting for, like, black women in so many ways. And and my favorite part was, like, she was in her, like, reconciliation song and about, like, love, I love you. And it's, like, there's one love song. It's at the end. The rest of it's, like, I'm gonna get my bat. I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna murder you. I'm not sorry. Middle finger up. Middle finger up. And then at the last one, it's, like, I love you. Sandcastles, but in she's showing all these like pictures of all these couples like kissing, and I'm like, this is really beautiful, but there's no gay couple, and then like, oh, a lesbian, well, there's no gay couple, and then it was an interracial gay couple, and I was like, oh god, B,
she got you, she knew, I'm telling you,
and that's where we are today.
She listens, she's like, she goes, I'm gonna wait till the last minute, and then you're gonna get what you want.
Yeah, because I listen, I'm never included in these conversations, like. Especially me being gay, they're not going to show me. And then interracial gay relationship? What? She did it. Can we talk about Bell Hooks slammed Lemonade and Janet Mock shut that shit down in 6 tweets?
James, can I talk about real quick?
Yes.
How I love not Bell Hooks. Bell Hooks, I'm side-eyeing you right now.
And it's sad because she has a lot of great articles, and Bell Hooks did do a lot of good work, but it's time for her to pass the baton.
And Bell Hooks is a pioneer feminist, and I love her for that, just like how I love Gloria Steinem.
Black feminist, too.
But, God, why am I blinking on her name right now? This is so embarrassing. Trans activist.
Janet Mock?
Yes! Did you see that I posted a thing that Janet Mock wrote about Bell Hooks?
Right, and then I wrote it. And, like, Janet Mock, for those of you who don't know, Janet Mock, she's a writer, right? She's a beautiful trans woman. She's, like, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life.
She's just she's, like, gross beautiful, where it's like, oh, God, come on. Every light looks beautiful on you. Gorgeous. And you're just, like, and she's wonderful. Brilliant.
And her and Bell Hooks.
Beautiful hair.
And her and Bell Hooks butt heads often. But they're like, okay, we'll agree to disagree. But Bell Hooks,
they're like best friends, which I love.
But Bell Hooks like slammed Beyonce and pretty much called Beyonce anti-feminist.
It's this old school look at you can be a feminist and be feminine.
Yes.
And that's what Janet Mock was trying to convey in her Twitter rant, which was amazing. I don't even want to call it a rant. It was a dissertation.
It was a speech. It was a declaration of truth.
It was the best because I love Janet Mock and want her to be my, like, fairy godmother forever. She basically breaks it down where we need to just embrace our femininity and not tell women what to do. We need to understand that as women, as feminists, we got to just let women be women. And I think that's the problem with a lot of these old school feminists lately is that they're passing judgment when judgment shouldn't be there, you know?
It should be about, like, freedom of expression to be able to... I mean, that's what you really fought for. And it's the same thing with, like, with dudes. I'm saying, like, you can act however you want. You can... You don't have to be all machismo. You can be sensitive. You can cry. You can skip. You can sing falsetto. You can do all these things. We need to get rid of these boundaries that are constructs that we've created because they're not real.
Right.
They're boxes that we're putting ourselves in, and they're rules, and they're really limiting.
Really.
Because you're really, like, you're telling a person, you can only do this and be in this box and in this way.
Exactly.
And that sucks because you're not even allowing the other person to really fully embrace the full range of who they could possibly grow into.
Exactly. Like, just because I'm a woman and I wear high heels and I put on makeup and I have big hair and I love embracing my sexuality doesn't mean that I don't want equality.
Great boobs.
You know?
Yeah. And you shave your armpits. That's great.
Or right.
Do you? I don't know.
And if you don't,
yeah,
that's great.
That's
too.
Fine.
If you decide, like, to not wear makeup, if you decide to dress like a man, if you decide to be whoever you want to be or feel who you are, that is the point of being a feminist, is to embrace all aspects of women.
And it's about having, and I think it's one thing if you're blindly doing it, but you and Nikki are doing it with such awareness of understanding the cultural constructs that come along with it. And you're acknowledging those, and then you're doing it for you. You're saying, yeah, there's probably some dude who's like, you know, wear this lipstick, but you're like, fuck that guy. I'm wearing this lipstick because I like it.
Exactly.
It's a pretty color. It looks good on me, and I'm gonna go wear it.
It is so true.
And you're aware that there's all this other bullshit around it, but you're owning it, and you're taking that away. So it's like, and like Beyonce of all people has such great awareness. It's just so sad that Bell Hooks was like, sit down, Beyonce. When really it's like, Bell Hooks, I think it's time for you to sit down. And it's like,
right.
You've done a lot of great work and a lot of great activism. I've read so many great articles about Bell Hooks. She's the one that does the invisible knapsack.
Yes,
is it her
I love
invisible knapsack.
Was it her? I forget. But I do. She's done so much great work, and she's an amazing, amazing, and amazing feminist. It's just sad that she's dwelling on this one aspect lately.
For those of you who don't know the invisible knapsack, it sort of breaks down privilege, correct? Like things like acknowledging that, like, why, like, that's when I first learned that Band-Aids were, you can't find black people Band-Aids. Like, Band-Aids are the color they are to match the skin tone of white folks, so that way it's more invisible.
Mm-hmm.
She just helped break down, like, I went to college and was like, Bell Hooks. And it was like, whoa, I've never understood privilege and talked about that.
She's mind-blowing. She's mind-blowing. And so one thing that it is a good reminder is that we're all infallible. We all have opinions that differ. And she will never... That's why I said that I'm side-eyeing her right now. She's still a hero to me. And it's okay to side-eye your heroes.
That's true. You know, just same thing we've talked about. Like, you know, RuPaul is really brilliant. But I gave RuPaul, like, several side eyes. Like, he's not perfect.
From all directions.
From all directions. And in some ways, I think RuPaul is just actually just, like, ahead of the time. He's just not... He's got great ideas. We're just not there yet.
Right.
I think in Bell Hooks' sense, she's just not keeping up with the times. One other thing I want to get to before we get into the corners, Aneke. I want to say that you are a pioneer, and you I think I want to say that your piece last week helped to aid in the SF police chief resigning.
Ooh, hashtag Frisco 5.
Yes, which Aneke talked about last week. The SF police chief resigned after there was a shooting of, there's already all this other shit that was happening with these, you know, folks of color being killed by the SF police.
Right.
And then it was a unarmed black woman sitting in her car was shot. Am I correct?
So, if you don't mind, James, I just kind of want to talk on that a little bit.
Yes, absolutely.
The whole thing has been a little bit of a victory and a little bit of a disappointment to me. Because when we were talking about the Frisco Five last week, I wanted to report on things that were happening in our world that weren't necessarily that open or transparent to the rest of the public, which was this hunger strike that 5 San Francisco residents went on to ask for the resignation of the SFPD chief.
Right.
He eventually did resign recently at the encouragement of the mayor, Mayor Ed Lee, who had told the hunger strikers that he was not going to ask him to resign. And it really hurts that it took the death of a black woman for this to happen.
Right.
And on a personal level, I don't know if you guys remember, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, but last year, around this time, actually, exactly at this time, which makes it even more traumatic, I was sitting in a parking lot and a cop accused me of stealing my own car.
Right.
Now, I don't know if the woman who was shot actually stole the car or didn't. She did drive away when she was questioned by the police. But the point is, she was wedged between a truck and she was unarmed. So there was no reason for this sergeant to shoot her and to kill her.
His life was not in danger. And as I said before last week, like, what are these cops so afraid of? There were 41 cop murders last year. Like, they're not dying at these alarming rates. This is another unarmed incident. And it just makes it, like, when I heard that, Aneke, like, I didn't know all the details that you just explained, but my first thought when I heard that there was a black woman in the Bay Area shot by a police officer, and she was, what, 29? She was in her 20s?
27.
I just thought, like, I just thought about you when you had your incident with the cop, and I thought, like, fuck, if that cop was in a bad mood, or if you happened to not be in a good mood, and you had, like, sassed him back, quote-unquote, and which is your right, because you weren't doing anything that was illegal, but, you know, the wrong, like, he could do, like, anything. And at the time, my boyfriend, I was like, you know, it hit once again close to home. They always do, but this one in particular, with it being in the Bay Area, you were harassed by a cop in a car that, like...
It was... That's the crazy thing, where it's the exact same thing. I was literally in my car. I was literally asked if I had stolen my car. And I am vaguely the same age as this woman. And I'm black. Like, it's really upsetting.
Yes. And he only resigned because this pressure that was put on by the Frisco Five. Had that pressure not been put on, and this would have happened... We probably wouldn't even be talking about this woman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's because of what she was a part of, and, like, it's a part of this catalyst of this bigger thing, so...
So, I'm glad that he resigned. I'm sad that it was because of a life.
Yes.
And they've replaced him temporarily with a black police chief, which is interesting to me. I like that... It's a black guy, but at the other end, I feel like it's a pawn, and it's a play, and it's a band-aid that is not working, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there'll be more developments here. I think this is just more a part of, like, hashtag say her name, which is, you know, everyone talks about all the black men that are killed by police, but the black women that are also being killed by police, you know?
Exactly.
Just to wrap up. Well, Bernie Sanders was talking about that, you know, Sandra Bland, if y'all remember, that this wouldn't have happened if she had been a white woman. Another woman was just killed in Huntsville, Texas. Simone Marshall, she died in police custody. It just keeps happening, especially in police custody. So,
yeah.
Well, let's go to your corner, which is a lot sexier than what we've been talking about.
Yeah, we need some sex tips up in here.
Did I need to get my lube? Do I need...
You need to put on a full body armor suit.
Should I also maybe, like, I have a full latex suit, or should I put on my harness? Armor. Do I need poppers? Like, what do I need? What are we talking about?
You need to sit and cling clang in your armor suit.
You better go and get your armor. Get your armor. Get your armor. Remember that Jordan Sparks song, Love is a Battlefield? No? Just me?
Oh.
All right. I'm going to get my armor. I'm going to get my Game of Thrones sword. My Michonne sword. She's black and awesome.
Oh.
And I'll have some lube and a sword ready to go.
All right. Let's do it. All right, sexy, sexy, sexy corner.
You ready? I wanna sex you up.
Tick tock, don't stop. To the tick tock, don't stop.
I wanna sex you up. Lube swords.
Oh, all right. So
should we get lube swords? Is that okay? Yes, I'm listening.
Okay.
this is not about the people having sex in the car and they're afraid that they're gonna die.
No.
Because there's an article about that they're afraid that there's automated cars that are happening, and they think that people are going to start dying because they'll be having sex in their automated cars.
Oh, my God. Just keep it to places that don't move, everybody.
Yeah, why are you having sex in your automated car? And then when the car's like, you're going to hit someone, they're like, oh, God, I better get this.
That's not good. Okay, so we are all here at Minority Corner, you and I, James.
Mm-hmm.
We are both very sex-positive, feminist, ally, gender equality folk, right?
I'm actually the opposite of everything you said. I think that abstinence is the best policy. I think missionary is the only thing you should do. And only if you're trying to have a baby. Otherwise, just look at each other. My boyfriend and I, we just look at each other.
Just look at each other? You don't even hold hands?
Well, no, we hold hands in bed, and that's it.
That's lewd. Don't be lewd.
I'm just kidding. We do lots of things.
Oh. Okay. But in these bedrooms that we do lots of things in, we need to commit ourselves to sexual justice, which means being ethical in the bedroom.
What? Okay, break this down. I don't even know where I'm going, but I got a pen and a paper, and I'm ready.
Okay. So basically... I think we all just need to remember, well, whenever we're in loving relationships or not loving relationships, but you're about to have sex with somebody and you want the experience to be enjoyable for both parties, correct?
Fuck, yes, yes, that's yes, please.
So you just need to be ethical. And I think every once in a while we need to be reminded of these facts so we could just check ourselves to make sure that not only are we getting pleasure, but we're providing it and it's just a beautiful experience all around.
Before we bump our pretty... tender parts to each other, we need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Okay. I like that.
Okay.
So I'm gonna talk about seven things that people do in the bed that ethically suck. So let's try and curb these habits.
Wow, this is not where I thought this was going. I thought this was going to be like a positive. Seven things that you could do to be respectful. No.
No, it
seven
is positive. Things that, oh, we're curbing habits. Enough.
Okay, all right. So stop doing this. Aneka's got a list.
She's yeah, I'm going to put a twist to it. I got a list.
Will you go to people's bedrooms and check to see if they're doing it? Should that be a Minority Corner like campaign?
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to print these out and laminate it. And just like in every like... lunchroom where they have laminated rules, I'm just gonna tack them in everybody's bedroom.
I think that's a great idea. I think we're gonna be coming door to door, so get ready. And remember, I'm allergic to peanuts. Okay.
Get your laminated sheet.
I like that it's laminated because you can get like nasty things all over it.
Yeah, you just wipe it off. I won't say nasty.
It's just my fluids.
I'm prepared. Fluids.
Definitely gotta mark this one for parental advisory. Don't gather the kids around. No, kids need to learn this too. All right, tell the kids.
I mean, I'm not gonna say anything nasty. We already say nasty things all the time on the podcast. Cock. Oh.
Titties. Vaginal fluid. That's not nasty, it's beautiful.
Vaginal fluid is just a natural occurrence that happens with everybody.
Exactly.
Except for men.
Well, it's true. You got me there. I have something else.
Sorry, man. You don't have vaginal fluids.
Oh, unless... I got something. Hmm? I got a different kind of okay. fluid. You know the
or,
kind.
You know, you could have vaginal fluids if you are transitioning.
True.
So I correct myself.
I mean, does it work like that? That's interesting. All the plumbing works. Okay. All right. What's this ready? List? I'm curious. I'm ready.
Here's the first thing people do in the bedroom that... ethically suck.
Okay.
Deciding unilaterally on sexual activities without your partner's input. A lot of these things are going to be pretty duh statements, but I do think that we need to remind ourselves. So basically what that breaks down to is if you're going to be doing something experimental or something different.
Check in with them.
Decide together.
Okay. Don't just be like, here I go, I'm wearing this banana costume. Or, hey, I'm going to start choking you right now. Or not even say it, just do it.
Right. Even if it's goofy. Like, if you're wearing a cow suit and you want somebody to touch your udder, make sure they want to.
Good call. Be like, baby, I'm going to have this cow suit. It would really get me off if you could, like, touch my udders. Would you be into that?
And if they were like, no, then you go, all right.
And maybe, you know, just shelve it and maybe give them time. And when they're ready, like, watch, like... I don't know, something with cows in it, you know, Perry Home Companion or something. Does that one have cows
right.
in it?
Right.
I know there's cows
I don't in it. Know. Perry Home Companion feels like another radio show that would have some cows, but not sexually.
Okay. Well, find the right one for you and your partner.
Yes. Okay. Second one. Decide unilaterally when sexual activities will begin or end. Meaning, make sure... that your partner is happy when you're starting and happy when it's ending. Hmm. If someone is like, I'm tired, I don't feel like doing this anymore, don't be like, I still need to get off. Just don't do that.
Think you should do that in that exact like voice. And how about like, so this starting thing, like, is it like, are we doing it now? What about, wait, now? Are we going now? But I don't, is that sexy if I do that to you?
Well, if I'm sitting and I'm crocheting and I'm hella into crocheting and then like you grab my boob, I'm going to be like, no, I don't want to. And then if you're like, but I need to get off, then come on.
Whoever this person is.
Take a chill.
This cookie monster needs to like chill the fuck out and eat a fucking cookie.
He
what
does.
You need is
cookie
to eat
monster
a
needs to get a cookie.
All right,
and
he's not getting to your cookies. What is this, Empire? Cookie needs to get her cookies, and you're not getting any cookies unless I say Cookie, get your cookie. Cookie crumbles. That's all she says is her name.
You are going to win an Emmy for that. That was good replay.
I'm understanding. All right, so everyone's on the same page, but when we're starting, when we're stopping. Same things as like, just don't stop, like, without saying, like, hey, I'm done. Just don't just, like...
Right, don't just get up and walk out of the bed.
God, whoever these people are, we need to learn them on sex. We need to do a full Minority Corner sex workshop.
Don't be a jerk. Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
This brings up a topic that we've talked about in the past before, too. Mm. When you make a big Mandy deal Moore. About your partner's disability or sexual, racial, gender, or religious minority status, bring it up a lot in a sexual way, making comments about how it gets you off, etc., if that hasn't been indicated that the other partner is into it, just don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm having sex with somebody and they're like, I love your big old black titties, and we never talked about that, I'm going to be like, don't do that.
It's really weird. Like, when they're just like, yeah, that black cock. Like, I'm definitely not currently with someone who does that. Like, he just treats me like a human being, as you've heard on this show. Or if, like, someone, like, has a peg leg, and they're just like, that peg leg. And they make a bunch of, like pirate jokes, and you've not established that. Like, Right. Rude, fuck off. You're not invited to the pirate party, because you're not a pirate, and you know what it's like.
Exactly. But if he's like, hey, I really enjoy pirate play, then yeah, bring it into the bedroom.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a lot of, like, communicate.
Right.
Sounds like step 1, 2, and 3 so far is, like, communicate the fuck to fuck.
Exactly. Here's another one. Don't badger your partner to have sex or do specific sexual acts when they've indicated that they're not into it.
Oh, yeah. Especially if they're just like, listen, I'm tired and I had a long day. Don't just be like...
And you're like, please.
First of all, that makes you sad. Don't you beg for sex, because that's sad. And then you're getting pity fuck. I don't want to be pity fucked.
But please.
Oh, God. That is not sexy.
Come on.
I'm naked.
Come on.
I've got butter and candles. I don't know. Maybe they're like, you know, cooking. I got Betty Crocker. I would say go watch some porn and leave me the fuck alone. That's what I would say.
Right. Don't beg. It's not cute.
Okay.
Here's another one.
So that one is like too much communication, maybe.
Yes, that's like tone it down.
Tone it down.
If you get one no,
that's enough.
Or two no's, that's enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Something that is ethically wrong is disregarding your partner's concerns about STI, safer sex, or birth control. Just because you might be all right with it doesn't mean your partner's all right with it.
Yeah, everybody needs to be talking about these things. These are important. And here's the thing, can we pause and, like, STIs, I think it's so... We could actually get rid of STIs. If everybody right now, we said we're going to have a worldwide STI day, everybody goes to the clinic, gets the shots and everything, just everybody gets them, we eradicate it, and then it's, like, done. But because that doesn't exist, if we get elected, we'll make that happen.
Yes.
But because that doesn't happen...
Everybody needs to think about this.
Everybody needs to talk about it, because you can't, like, sometimes there's not symptoms and that. And also, there's not a shame in it. Like, if someone does have something, it's not a big deal. It's like getting a cold...
Just go get yourself fixed, man.
It's like getting a cold on your dick or in your vagina. It's just a thing that happens. And
right.
It happens. Let's not shame this shit. I saw some show. No, we're not shaming it. Frankie and Grease, which I love, they made a big deal. They made a joke. It was like, they were stalling for something, and they're like, Bud just said that he has chlamydia. And it was like, that was the funny thing. It was like, it's just a thing. Like, let's not.
It's just a thing.
It's just a thing.
People get it. But also, for yourself, just know that people have been getting it for thousands of years.
Thousands. A tale as old as time, or an infection as old as time.
But they also, there's ways of preventing it, so why not just try and prevent it so you don't have to deal with it?
And gentlemen, like, it's your responsibility to, especially with the ladies and the birth control, like, because I am not a fan of having to watch you guys fuck around on Maury Povich and high-five each other when you find out that you're not the daddy. And they're still showing a picture of baby Jeremiah, and he's just sitting there. He has no idea, and he's cute.
Right.
And the mother is, like, crying because 6 guys have run on the stage, and they're high-fiving each other because none of them are the daddy. And we still don't know who the daddy is because none of you took responsibility to wrap it up.
Right? It's easy. Wrap it up. Don't make a baby.
Unless you want one. And most of the time, people don't actually really want them, so... Most of the babies are accidental.
You need to just talk with your partner. Talk with your partner and make sure that you are on the same level. If both y'all don't care if you get the clap, then go
clap
have
it up.
At it. But make sure...
Clap it up.
that you guys are on the same page.
Handle it.
And for all you shy people, if you're like, oh, but I really like this person and I just don't... No, speak up for yourself.
My therapist used to say, he's like, the first thing that you need to say is like, when was your last test? That's like one of the first... Because it's too late to be like, once your like pants are off, like your dongle is in my hand.
It's just slip sliding
and
in.
My tongue is in your whatever. It's too late to be like, oh, hey, when was your... Because you're not going to stop at that point. You need to know...
Because, yeah, you're going too fast. It's hard to slow down when you're going at 180 miles per hour.
And everyone should be tested at least once every 3 months.
Test yourself, please. There's no stigma. Just do it. You're doing the right thing.
And it's
not
free,
embarrassing.
So stop it.
Mm-hmm. Here's the next one. Don't be rough or violent with your partner without them indicating that they are into it.
I'm glad you added that last part because I was like, listen, they've talked about it. Rough it up. Rough.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Make sure. If somebody's like, spank me, then yes, go right ahead and do it. But also, if they're not into it, if you go spank me and they go, I don't want to, then that's okay too.
And then if they say, I'm not into it, and then you do it, you're beating the shit out of your partner. That's not sex. That's like you beating them up. So.
Right. You need to be cautious of the other person. The main point of this whole thing is sex is very intimate. It's between two people. You may not know each other. You may be strangers who met 2 hours ago, or you may be have known each other for 15 years. It is very intimate, and the main point is you gotta be ethical to each other.
Yeah, and just say, like, what do you like to get into? Because actually it's kind of sexy. Like, when my boyfriend and I, we have sex talk, it's nice. Like, it gets, like, the idea of, like, ooh, okay, that's what you're into. And, like, instead of just, like, fumbling around trying to figure it out, like, you get, like, a map. And it kind of lets you know.
Like, it's a bop it. Like, you're people aren't bop it.
People are not
you
bop
it. You don't hit it and pull it and remember the code or whatever.
It's more like sexy chess. Or maybe even, like, something that has a little bit more strategy to it. Like, or like a game.
Sexy chess sounds scary to me. I'm not smart enough
like,
for that.
Sexy sorry? Is that a game? No, like, what's a game that has, like, strategy? Like, Connect Four.
It's a sexy conversation with your genitals.
Yeah, well, do you just talk to their genitals? You're like...
They're talking to each other.
Okay, yeah. Hi. Well, that's true. Oh, and I read this thing once, too, that said, like, you should talk before you have sex, which I think that's what you're saying, but not enough people, like, sit down and have, like, a roadmap conversation of, like, what are you into? What are you not into? What do you like? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? What are your fears? What would you like to try?
Well, you don't have to do that intense. It's not an eHarmony commercial. You need to just kind of be like, hey...
Well, I'm thinking for those of us...
I kind of am into this. Do you want to try this?
Right, well, I...
Oh, do you want to... Ooh...
Especially for those who've been, like, in a relationship for a while, I think sometimes you think, like, you already know. But, like, it's a good to revisit. It's good to revisit this conversation.
Those of y'all who have been married for years and you're listening to this...
Definitely should probably revisit it.
Why don't you sit down with your partner and have a conversation? You might be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
People change. People, you know, grow. People learn. People...
Keep it fresh. They learn, laugh, and play.
You know... Last one, ready?
My nipples are clenched.
Don't treat your partner poorly after sex.
Oh, yeah. Who are these people? Ugh.
You may be tired. You may not want to be touched. You may not feel like talking to other people. But think about the other person.
True.
Cater to what their needs are, and they'll cater to what your needs are, and everybody will be happy, and you'll probably get more sex.
You know what I like to do after sex? I like to high five.
Oh.
And maybe that's because I'm fucking a dude, but it's like, yeah, we fucking did that. And then maybe like a kiss. But I love a good high five after sex, especially if it was really good. It's like, it's teamwork. So I recommend
James,
a good, what?
I'm not yucking your yum. You high five away. It just feels like a team building activity.
We did. We got closer together, and, like, we are partners in crime, and we are a team building together, and you're right. It was, like, a team building. A sexy team building
it's
activity.
Good.
That should not be done with a full company, because that's an orgy, and that's
weird. Oh, no.
You'd probably get fired for that.
I'm gonna, you know what I'm gonna try? I'm gonna try a pound.
That's, okay. I'm not gonna yuck your yum, so go for
no,
it.
No, you know.
A little fist. Can it also explode afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, you already did. But you already did.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of fun. I'm interested.
Just, you know.
I'm going to try a fist bump after.
But I'll have a conversation about it before, just so I'm not...
I thank you so much for addressing all this, because I think this is our sexiest episode in a long time. It's been a little dry.
Yeah, we haven't been so, that sexy in our episodes.
Also, I want to... I can't imagine... There's someone out there who has done all seven of these things, like, all in the same session.
Yes.
I'm sorry for anybody who had to deal with that shit. But no, love yourself too much to not do that.
Right. And you know what? They all were super simple.
Or to not stay with that person.
They were all super simple, but I think we've all had at least one of these things done to us.
Yeah.
So we all just need to be a little bit reminded on how to treat other people when you're having sex.
And I think this is especially good because, like, especially in the U.S., we don't talk about sex enough and, like, just seriously, like, talk about it. Because, like you said, it is an intimate thing. This is your body.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, you know, everyone's different and boundaries and stuff. And I guarantee you, you'll probably have better sex if you do have these conversations.
Right.
And you'll enjoy it more. You'll love yourself more. Appreciate the other person more.
Right.
And, like, be less scared of sex. So do all of these things, or don't do any of these things.
Right. Don't do any of the things on the list, but talk about sex, talk about your body. And sex is normal. Sex is not weird. Sex is natural.
I hope you're having sex right now as you're listening to this.
Oh.
I hope you got so turned on
oh.
that you were like fucking right now.
Oh my, that's.
Are you?
I'm uncomfortable.
Close.
We need to have a conversation.
Oh, is this too much? You got me all going. It's been a while. I see my boyfriend in 2 weeks. I hope we took notes.
Ooh, listen up.
He's going to be so mad. All right, thanks, Aneke, for sexy time.
You're welcome. Let's go to your corner.
Coming up next is the state of gay affairs.
Mm-hmm. James.
Hi, why are you laughing?
Your lead-in. It was funny.
What did I say?
You said, well, we do a count-in, everybody. And James usually counts me in. And he said, 1, 2. And instead of 3 this time, he said gay. And for some reason, that made me kiki a little bit.
Let's have a kiki. Okay, let's have a kiki in the gay affairs. I also just want to let everybody know that when I say gay, I do actually mean all the letters in the queer community. I just love saying gay.
It's like an umbrella.
It's a fun word, and I just mm-hmm. love saying it. So that's me, but it's also because that's how I identify. So here we go. There's a lot of things that are happening. So first,
yes.
I want to talk about I'm going to talk about a few trans stories because it's there's a lot that's been happening.
Okay.
So we have the 11th trans person has been murdered this year in the U.S.
Oh, my God.
It is a black woman. Her name is... Yeah, I'm starting right off.
I know.
Right
off
the bat.
Yeah.
Her name is Mercedes Successful.
Oh.
She is a Haines City, Florida native, 32, found shot to death in a parking lot.
Fuck. Rest in peace, man.
So it's
fuck.
Like... I just like the murder of these like trans women. And so... 22 were murdered last year, and
Jesus.
In 2013, 2 were murdered.
What happened?
I'm sorry. Wait, no, I'm sorry. In 2013, 20 were murdered. I'm sorry,
oh,
I just wrote the okay. first number.
I was going to say some shit went down between 13 and 14.
The numbers have been increasing. Mercedes Successful, she represented Kingston, Jamaica in 2014. She was for the Gay Caribbean USA pageant.
Yes, my countrymen. I'm from Jamaica.
Yes.
Well, my family is. I'm not.
Well, just some statistics about LGBT homicides, which are usually, I mean, they're hate crimes, which happen.
Yeah.
About 72% of victims of anti-LGBT homicides in 2013 were transgendered women.
Mm.
67% of those were trans women of color.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
So then 13% of total number of hate crime violences that were reported to the NCAVP were of trans women.
Mm.
But yet they made up a third of the fatalities that year.
God.
Yeah.
Why are we letting this happen as a community?
Yeah, as human beings, like the fear, the transphobia. And here's another example of this, the transphobia that's running rampant. So even,
mm-hmm.
so you know, North Carolina's having the bathroom bill, as it's been
mm-hmm.
kind of dubbed. So there was this woman, Amy Tom, she's 22. She has this cute little short pixie haircut. And she was
yeah.
in a Walmart bathroom, which that was her first mistake. She was in a Walmart bathroom, and this woman in Walmart, which does not surprise me, she goes, "You are not supposed to be here. You need to leave." And then this woman flips off Amy Toms and says, "You're disgusting."
No!
Amy Toms is a cisgender woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so this woman thought that, first of all, she thought that Amy Toms was a transgender woman. Amy Toms is a woman. Yeah, yes.
Oh, and also for the community who doesn't know, cis, S-I-S, means you, the way you appear matches how you, your gender.
You were born. Yeah, the gender that you were born. Yes, both of those things.
Mm-hmm. So this woman was cisgendered, which means I'm cisgendered.
She was so born a woman. So it would be like me walking into a bathroom. Identifies as two. Yeah, so, okay, we'll role play this, Aneke. I'm this woman, and you are you.
Okay, I have to go to the bathroom. Here's a woman's bathroom. I'm going to go walk in.
Hey! Hey!
Oh, hi. Hey, excuse me. Yes?
Man. You what? Man, get out of here.
No.
You're nasty. Get out of here. This is my Walmart.
Don't
you poop in here. Don't you poop in here, you man.
Disgusting. Excuse me.
You're going to hell. You're going to hell.
Oh my God. I'm going to go.
How does that feel, Aneke? That's what happened.
Feels terrible.
Yeah, and so Amy Toms, I agree. Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
She said that she couldn't even fathom, she can't even fathom the discrimination that transgender people face. She also was like, I have tickle bitties. How did this woman, she was also perplexed by that, because she was like, I have this short pixie haircut, but, you know, but look at my big old boobs.
This has reached a fever pitch of insanity.
So, yeah, that's the thing. North Carolina is going so fucking crazy. Walmart issued a statement, because Amy Tom, her video has gone, she shot a video talking about her experience, and it's gone rampant over the interwebs. Mm-hmm. And Walmart sent out a statement pretty much saying that, they don't agree with the bathroom bill. They're like, everyone can come here and spend money. But yet they've not really backed this up. They've actually been kind of very... Oh, wait, what did they say?
They're wishy-washy?
Yeah, they said transgender people are free to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity. Yes, okay, Walmart has not followed suit. Right. Their silence is not only callous, it is dangerous.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Well, you know what? Everybody needs to realize that every bathroom in their house is gender neutral.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the other thing. First of all, everybody also needs to realize that they should not be going to Walmart in the first place. So Amy Toms, as much as I am at to bat for you, that was your first mistake. And I hope you've learned a valuable lesson. Fuck that place. I hope you're listening, Walmart. I hope you are. You are fucked up evil corporation. I accidentally worked at you for an entire summer. Did I tell you about...
Oh, you worked at Walmart? I didn't know that.
Get a job because my dad was like, I bought you this car and you need to get a job. And I...
Oh, you a teenager.
And it took me forever. It was the only place I was hiring. And so I worked there. And, it was so sad. It was, there was, pregnant women and, all, you know, folks of color. A lot of, females of color. And I lied to get the job because I was like, they were not hiring summertime people. They needed, you were going to work for Walmart for life. So I lied and I was like, oh, I can't afford to go to college. This is how I lied to get every summer job.
Oh my God.
And it's like, I can't afford to go to college. And then when it was time to go to college, I was like, I got a grant or I got a scholarship. And they threw me a going away party. You know why?
Why?
No one leaves Walmart to go to college.
Oh.
And they don't. It was sad. They threw me a huge party because they're like, you're going to do it.
Oh my God.
Out of here.
Oh, Walmart.
And they won't hire... Women can only get so high up in the company.
Ugh.
They... Sweatshops galore. Bad for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you, don't you let them talk to you about unions. It's bad. Because they want you to make shit money. Anyways.
It's true. Amy they don't Toms, pay their employees living wages.
It's sad. No. And that's why those prices are so cheap.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they actually just make a shit ton of money. They could pay their employees.
It's true.
So this whole entire thing about... Here's the thing about the whole entire transphobia bathroom situation.
Yeah.
So can we also remind everybody that there's actually never been a case of a transgender person attacking anyone in a bathroom? So the idea that someone would go through such exhausting steps to change their gender identity just so they can gain access to the bathroom and do crazy silly things that you're imagining they would do...
is ridiculous.
So I guess... So here's the thing. So everyone's afraid that, these transgender people are going to go into these bathrooms and molest and rape and kill and kidnap and murder people. So everyone's like, we need to create laws that will stop them from doing this.
Not going to happen.
Wait, no, Aneke, here's the thing. There's already laws in place for this to happen.
What?
Because it's illegal for anyone to molest, rape, or yes! kill, or kidnap, or murder someone.
Hello?
So there's already laws in place for this to happen. So we don't need to create special laws.
Right.
Because, hey, what's then protecting me from getting raped, killed, or murdered in the bathroom from some dude? Some right. guy who's the same gender as me.
Exactly.
So people go into the bathroom to do one of two things. They need to poop, or they need to pee. Ain't no one trying to do any of the other shit in there.
I mean, you know, you might want to wash your hands or check your makeup or see your face.
Oh, and sometimes, you know, back before, you know, Scruff and Grindr, guys would try to, you know, hook up in the bathrooms.
But that's, but now you they know, don't have to. That's whatever.
There's an app for that. There's an app.
All we're trying to say is let people, no matter how they identify, let them pee and poo in peace. It is no big deal.
Yes, right, exactly. Oh, I have two more points I want to talk to you about the state of gay affairs.
Yes.
So I want to talk about the Bears.
Okay.
Not the Chicago Bears.
Oh, the
but
football
my gay Bears. Not the football team.
Oh.
We're not going to do the football bear stuff. But my gay Bears.
Oh, okay.
I did not realize this, but our Bears suffer from extremely low self-esteem as a result of harassment and discrimination over their body size. They actually have a high rate of contracting HIV and STIs compared to other gay subgroups.
Huh. I mean, I'm an ally, so I don't know anything, and I don't want to...
Do you know about the gay subgroups? Can I read you a list of the gay subgroups real quick?
I think I know some of them. I know a good chunk
okay.
of them.
So there's the dad bod. That's a guy who looks like a dad.
Isn't that just regular dudes?
Sure. But, like, but these are other groups that, like... And straight men can fit into these categories, too. But we also have the lumbersexual. That's a man who... likes to feel the need to hold on to some outdoor-based ruggedness.
Oh.
I had an ex who felt the need to identify as a lumbersexual, and hence why he's my ex.
There's also a twink. So the twink is under the age of 22 or so, slender, with little to...
I didn't know that there was an age limit on twinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little to no body or facial hair. And then there's a twonk.
What if you have little to no body or facial hair and you're 30?
Well, then you can't be... Then you could be a twonk. And that's similar to a twink, but much more muscular and maybe a tad bit older. But you can still be like, "Oh, I'm 50, but I have a twink build, I guess." Then there's the bear.
Twonk sounds not good. Danger. I'm just gonna say it.
What twonk?
If somebody called me a twonk, I'd be pissed.
Hey twonk, fuck you.
You landed. You're a twink who landed on the ground. Twonk.
Twonk. And there's the bear. Larger, usually more heavy than muscular, very stereotypically very masculine, and they must be over the age of 35.
What? You can't be a bear if you're younger than 35?
Then you're a cub, and a cub would be a bear if they were over the age of 35.
Oh.
This is a new one I just learned about. This is why we're covering the state of gay affairs, because even I need to keep updated. I don't know. There's the spornosexual, good-looking.
What?
Sex and body obsessed with a high disposable income and who lives in an urban area. The 21st century of a metrosexual. So
that just sounds like a yuppie.
So San Francisco is running rampant of spornosexuals. They're running around there.
Yeah.
Then there's the otter. Thin or athletic, medium build, and hairy. Part of the larger bear community.
That sounds like someone I know.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I might be
this,
though.
You got a really nice beard right now.
But wait,
and
listen
to
this.
You're very athletic.
Listen to this one.
Okay.
There's a wolf.
Oh.
Hairy or semi-hairy, lean, muscular, attractive, and sexually aggressive, and or dominant, usually has facial hair.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh. Because
the otter's a little bit, they're like medium build. Athletic and a wolf is muscular, and I mean look at these. Which way do I go?
Audience, I just have to tell you, one time me and James went out, I don't know how this happened, we were probably drunk, but he put my shirt on because he was cold, and then he gave it back to me, and on my limp noodle body it looked like just like a deflated balloon. It was so sad. James is buff. I am a noodle.
No. There's the geek. It's anyone who doesn't fit nearly into the aforementioned categories. And yeah. So if you don't fit in any of those categories, you're a geek.
No!
Back to the Bears. Now that you know like different categories that we gay men have constructed for us.
Thank you. That was informative.
So this study was done by the Clinical Journal of Nursing. So bears, like I said, they tend to have higher body mass. And they have strong communal bonds with their bear group because... they've been shunned by the rest of gay society, which we've talked about, you know, they what they tend to obsess over. And the image when you say gay, like what you usually think of is probably not the bear.
Yeah, like on the cover of the magazines like we were talking about.
Yeah, like I talked about, just a few weeks ago. So, you know, they're not these young, slim, smooth-skinned guys. And I will say this, like I love the bears because I've been embraced by them. I'm a hairy guy as well. And they tend to embrace everyone. If you go to like a big bear dance party, they just love, yeah. They're so accepting. My best go-go dancing gigs were at bear parties.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't, after a while, people were like, why did you stop go-go dancing? And my phone stops ringing. I couldn't book any more parties. Only people who would book me were the bear parties. And the bears love.
I have a hard time believing that, James. You're a professional dancer. I don't
fit into that, like, I'm not that, like, muscle white boy that the people usually like to book who just stand there and don't dance. I dance too hard and I'm not that, and so I wasn't getting booked anymore.
I would hire you for my party in 2 seconds flat. What are people are missing the bear out? But the bears know, apparently.
The bears would hire me, except sometimes they also wouldn't really like put any money in my jockstrap too much because they wanted the bigger guys, but they appreciated that I was there. And they always
okay, that's good.
They also usually always have food at their parties, which is really nice.
I love that. Love a snack.
They're super loyal. There's no bullshit with these groups. They're not, you know, so snooty. They're just, you know, but they also like to venture more into risky practices, some of which I hope that they communicate with their partners about this as we talk about them. But
last segment.
They tend to statistically go into more risky practices like bareback sex, fisting, asphyxiation, voyeurism, and exhibitionism. Which, there's nothing wrong with any of that stuff, as long as you're communicating properly and have been tested. But apparently they're not communicating. They're just bearing it up and just going, having a big teddy bear picnic. And the teddy bears are bringing a little too many things to the teddy bear picnic.
Please don't mention teddy bear picnic and asphyxiation in the same
Today's a day the teddy bears have their picnic with bareback sex, asphyxiation, sex, and fisting. Please get tested and communicate. I just don't want our bears to become endangered species. So bears, I need y'all to communicate and get tested and love, like, fuck all the other people. Fuck all those other groups.
Yeah. Here's my question. Oh, yeah. I have a weird question. Can I ask you? I'm an ally. You're not a bear. But I know that I'm not a part of. You know,
so, which are you saying?
How do you feel about the classification and I guess almost a little bit segregation of the groups?
Hells yeah. I also would say, like, would you, if you were like a woman surrounded by, like, if all your gay friends were bears, I guess you would be called a Goldilocks.
Really?
I'm just assuming. I think so. That'd be really cool.
Oh, okay. That's what the fruit flies are called.
I think it's here's the thing. I think it's fun as long as it's not taken too seriously. In the same way, like, we went in our college system, that we went to UC Santa Cruz and it was spread up by the college system. There's 10 different colleges. They all had different themes, not necessarily majors. And Aneka and I went to, like, the arts themed one.
Yeah.
And there's some pride to that. It just can't be ride or die, this is it. Like, I think that there are different interests for things, and I think, though, it's interesting because with a lot of these things, I don't know, it's fascinating because they are constructs and there are ways to just segregate ourselves. I think as long as it's not limiting, as long as, like, with anything, you're not like, I don't do twinks or, like, you know.
Yeah, no, that's not good.
Oh, and then bears have other groups, too, like, you know, there's pandas.
Oh, that sounds dangerous to me.
Well, it's an Asian bear. But they sometimes own that and call that themselves, and then I'd be like a black bear.
Oh, okay. If it's owned and then there's a polar bear, by the person, there's a polar.
So then even in the bear community, there's even subgroups, because then there's like polar bears.
What's a polar bear?
Like an older guy. Like an old, like gray.
Oh, like gray? Like you've grayed hair? Ooh, that's I like that. That's cute.
There's also muscle bears, which is another category. So I think it's like, it's the same thing with, like, I don't know. It gets complicated when it's taken too ride or die seriously.
So if you're having fun with it, then it's all good. But if it starts to get, like you actually start discriminating, then it can get dangerous.
And these things were created because people weren't fitting into, like, the, you know, cookie cutter idea of what it was to be a gay man. So they needed to create their own subgroup. So it's like the same thing, like, with any group of, like, there was a need for these groups to exist. And these bears have, like, they have a home in their, what's a pack of bears called? a bear cave of
I don't know. What's the a pack? I don't know.
A teddy bear picnic?
Yes.
So last thing James, I want to touch on.
What? I think I just realized why I don't like Twonk.
Why?
Because I am a Twonk.
Oh, is it her? Is it a little close to home? You are a Twonk, a neck game.
I'm all skinny. Of a sudden I'm hairless.
You're older than the age of 22. Over
22. A lot older than 22.
Totally
I'm
twonk.
Hella Twonk.
You can own that though.
I am. I own it.
Yeah.
Twonk life,
own it, girl. Twonk life for yeah. We should rename our show Wolf and Twonk.
Ooh, I like that. Except that people would be disappointed when they find out I'm not a gay man. They'd be like, oh.
Okay. I'm not masturbating to this. Or am I? So last thing I want to touch on, San Francisco is just becoming less gay by the minute.
It's becoming a lot less everything by the minute. That's for damn sure.
True. It's just Silicon Valley time. So the Tea Room Theater, which is San Francisco's oldest gay porn theater, it's calling it quits. It was located down in the Tenderloin, which the Tenderloin used to be what the Castro is now. It used to be like where the gay Mecca was.
I didn't know that.
Now it's just, yeah, there's like one or two gay bars left there. Polk Street used to be where all the gay bars were, but they've been closing down left and right. So,
gosh.
So SF Pride is in trouble. SF Pride might not actually be happening this year. So there's a huge lawsuit that's happening. Yeah, this year, shit might be getting shut down. The parade might happen. But because each year, so there was someone in LA who he got shot at one of the prides, which happens. That's been happening every year since 2011. There's always been a shooting. So Beverly Hills firm, Rosenfeld, Meyer, and Sussman, they had sued the SF Pride Celebration Committee for $10 million, which is like, ugh, this nonprofit organization does not have $10 million fucking dollars.
Why are they suing them?
Because this guy, Trevor Gardner, got shot at this, festival.
Oh.
And so then they reached a settlement outside of court. But since then, everybody else who's been shot is like, oh, what about us? So. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence pulled out from the Pink Party last year after, no, 2 years ago, after one of their sisters was attacked.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show.
Yeah, and last year it was run by the LGBT Center. So it's just kind of in danger, and it's interesting because it's like, on one hand, I'm like, I mean, it's become a shit show, and the wrong people, like, I do not think that it is gay people shooting other gay people. I don't think that's what's happening. I think folks are coming on there who shouldn't be there or aren't about what the festival is really about.
Right.
And are getting uncomfortable and getting wasted and getting drunk and then popping off. Like, it's insane. And that's why LA LA Pride is about to become a music festival. And that's why LA has been charging for their pride. And some people are like, huh? And even in New York, the actual pride, you have to pay to get in. But
really?
Those people who would normally be shooting wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
Pride is Pride is a donation, and so many people never donate. Like they're like, donations, and no one gives
right.
A
you know what?
Ass.
I totally agree with you. I think that in order to protect who the party is for, you have to have a charge, so people who want to be there will be there.
I think it does suck, though, in case for, like, folks who are, like, there should be maybe, like, a sign-up list for people who can't afford maybe ahead of time. Like, I'm thinking, like, young LGBT youth.
Yeah, they,
homeless youth, people who don't have that extra cash. There should be some sort of way for them to not have to pay and still be a part of this festivities. We gotta keep, it can't be just, it sucks.
Don't
it's like, you want everyone. It's turned into a monster. And I think maybe what San Francisco does need to do, we need to lose our pride this year, lose our pride privileges, and come back and regroup and see if we really want this
to
happen, which sucks. Because look how, what this festival has been about, but it's lost its purpose.
Sad. You know what I don't understand is if I don't go to places that I don't want to go to, so why are so many people who are opposed to, pride festivities, why are they going and why are they making it horrible? Like, just let people enjoy the celebration.
And don't bring your gun.
Right?
And your Four Loko.
Just, hang out where you, people celebrate in peace, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
There are other places, if you want to drink outside on a Sunday, there are other places for you to go. You do not have to come to the Pride Festival. So
it's so true.
That's my update. I didn't get to my last thing, which was bisexual erasure is still a thing. Rachel Charlene Lewis wrote an amazing article for ravagely.com. Definitely check it out. We talked about this earlier, though. Bisexual erasure is still a thing. The bisexual folks still very homeless. God.
We need to acknowledge everybody.
Yeah, don't. And same thing, LGBT community, don't shame the B.
Right?
Apartment 13.
The part of the community.
Did you know that the B in apartment 13 stood for bisexual?
Did it?
Don't trust the bisexual in apartment 13.
I thought it was bitch.
Aneke. No, it was. But wouldn't that be funny if that's what it was?
Don't trust it would be the bisexual sad.
In apartment 13. And that's what the show was like talking about that. They're like, no one, trust me. And that literally is what happens to the bisexual people.
It would be like
people.
Perpetuating the stereotype. It's terrible.
But maybe they were addressing it and that's why it got canceled. Because they were like, no one wants to hear about this.
Ooh.
All right.
Uh-oh. Conspiracy theory. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for listening to my State of Gay Affairs. I hope you feel...
No, thank you for catching me up. I've learned so much.
I hope you feel gayer, because I know I do. And gay means happy. Whee!
And you guys know that I have a heart. My heart goes out to everyone.
Because you're Goldilocks. Because I'm assumed...
Am I, though?
I'm assumed to be bear. Just find two more.
You are a wolf, and I think you're beautiful. Just howl at the moon.
Ow!
And I'll just twonk myself away. Twonk, twonk.
Oh, wait. You can still... Then you're Red Riding Hood. And I'm gonna eat you.
Ooh, but we're friends.
Okay, true. Okay. We'll be friends, though. It's fine. Why are you glaring at me? We just need to find, like, what's the story about a young girl and her wolf friend?
I'm sure there's something.
Princess Mononoke. Yes, that's exactly.
Ooh. Princess that Mononoke. Is elaborate.
That is,
I am a
yes.
Princess Mononoke.
You are a princess. Princess Mononoke and her wolf friend, James.
You know what? I'm starting to like twonk though. Maybe I'll just.
All right, there it is. We just come back to
I'm
that.
I'm accepting
about Princess
my twonkness.
Twonk. Princess Twonk and the Wolf. Done.
Well, thanks, James. That was wonderful. I feel caught up.
Anytime, Twonk. Hey, faux Twonk.
Ow, ow, ow.
Wait, Twonk. Why is this Twonk? You don't have to do anything extra. You just twonk it up.
I'm talking to you.
Ow. Oh, because you're communicating. Oh, I see. You speak wolf.
I do.
All right, thank you.
A little bit. Do you speak twonk?
I could be a... I do. Hey. That's, I know you twonks. Sexy people. All right, here we go. Quizlet Corner.
Quizlet Corner. Ready.
Okay. I love abbreviated theme song this time. All right. One of these is not true. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, I don't think I made one of them not true yet.
Oh, they're all true? That would be the meanest quiz.
Oh, wait,
corner.
No, we're good. Yeah, I get to the end. They're all like, oh, all no true. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Whitney Houston's estate says to the hologram duet, it's not right or okay.
Oh, you're giving me a little, like, fun language on these. Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah. George Zimmerman's gun sells for $250,000 on eBay.
Ew.
It could be true, could be not true.
I hate him.
Could be true, could not be true.
I hate him.
Oh, yeah. Obama's approval ratings are down. Could be true, could not be true.
Aww.
Sex roulette parties are back.
Sex roulette parties?
HIV from a stranger? Sex roulette parties are back. HIV from a handsome stranger.
Whoa.
And last but not least, Donald Trump picks a gay porn star for his pick as Supreme Court. Actually, two of these are not true, I just realized.
What? You threw that at me last minute. Okay, two of them are not true. Obama's ratings are up.
That's true. Yep, he's doing great. You know what's weird is that, not weird, Democrats love him. Even Republicans love him more than they usually do. And he's very high.
Yeah, because they're scared as hell.
Yeah, and he's very high amongst Hispanics is like the best, like, Hispanics love him. You know who doesn't love him that much?
Who?
Black folks.
What?
I don't know.
Why not?
That's what the poll said. I don't know. He, like, Hispanics love him, like, twice as much as black folks do.
Come on, black folks. He's doing a good job.
All right, so that one, yes, his approval ratings are up. Go Obama.
Okay. I don't think the gun was held at auction, so it couldn't have been sold on eBay.
No, it was sold on eBay, and that's true, and it sold for $250,000. So George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin in 2012. Trayvon Martin was, like, I think 17, unarmed.
He was a teenager.
Teenager. And so George, oh wait, I'm sorry. Was it on eBay? Oh, I think no, I'm sorry.
It was on a it was at UnitedGunGroup.com.
So I just read that wrong. So, but it did sell for $250,000 to UnitedGunGroup.com. Oh. What the fuck is wrong with this? This gun that shot a young black teenager, why were people trying to buy it? Like, that's how much people like fucking like hate us. Like, that's the thing that is, like, James. So real and so alive. You guys, like, people hate black people that much that they would buy a gun that this man used to kill a tragedy. It's a tragedy that happened in this country. And gunbroker.com rejected this. They said, this is ridiculous. We're not going to do it. And two of America's okay. other gun auctioneers rejected it as well. But UnitedGunGroup.com. Good. And here's the kicker. He said that he's donating the money.
Oh,
he's
no.
donating
Here
we go. The money to help violence against law enforcement officers produced by groups like Black Lives Matter and to fight Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton and her anti-firearm rhetoric. So he's donating the money to that shit. And I bet you he's not even James, I bet you he donates like $10 and keeps the money for himself.
The whole situation is fucked up. He's fucked up. The gun selling is fucked up. The person who bought it is fucked up.
The people who the bid on it.
The fact that people bid on it is fucked up. The fact that he's not in jail rotting away is fucked up.
Like, yeah. Can't even.
That thing is disappointing to me. Okay, so can I get a half point on that, though?
Yeah. I'm going to give you the full point. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. So, what else?
Donald Trump and the porn star for Supreme Court. That one feels like a yes, but I'm gonna say that is a lie.
Olivia Pope, trust your gut. Yes, it turns out that William H. Bill Pryor Jr., a grown-up twink who thinks gay people should be jailed for having sex, the twist is that he actually has appeared in gay porn during his 20s. They dug up some pictures, and it looks like it's matching his. It's very, like, someone in D.C., it could possibly turn out to not be him, but it does look like someone who knows him really well saw the picture, and they were like, oh my god, it's Bill Pryor Jr.
What?
I don't care. I want this one to be true, and I do not feel bad spreading rumors about this homophobe and his gay past, and Donald Trump wants him to be Supreme Court judge.
Oh my god. That, I'm telling you guys, whatever you do in your past is gonna catch up and find you.
Especially if it's on the internet, that shit does not go away.
It does not. It's like glitter.
The internet is like glitter for porn pictures. It does not go
away. It just doesn't go away. No matter how hard you vacuum, there will always be a little dust of it in the corner of your house.
Oh, look at this old porn video. My mom. Yeah, be careful. All right.
Whoa.
Not my mom. I meant like someone hypothetically... Not my mom.
Clarify.
I was playing the part of someone else, a young kid, discovering his mother's.
Just add in when you're editing, go scene, and then at the end go, and scene.
And scene, yeah. Not my mom.
Okay, all right, what's so left then?
Whitney Houston.
Right, they didn't want her to sing as a hologram with Christina Aguilera.
They wanted her, yes, The Voice wanted her to sing as a hologram with Christina Aguilera. The reason why it's not right or okay is just because the quality of it was bad. So the owner of her estate, Pat Houston, was just like, we want this to happen. It's just like, it's not ready. And they want it to be amazing. But they're like, it's not Christina. She's doing great. But apparently Whitney like out-sings her. It's pretty amazing. So the thing that is also not true is the sex roulettes parties.
What is that?
So the Daily Mail is trying to, the Daily Mail has been running this story, I think just trying to get clicks that these sex roulette parties are happening where people are like wanting like one person there has HIV, but you don't know who. And it's like these orgies that people are having and people like the thrill of like almost, here's the thing. It's back in this thing that they used to called like to create fear amongst us gay folks and like what it is that we do. Uh-huh. There were like these theories about people being, they called it a terrible name, bug chasing or gift giving, where people who would like seek out they were seeking out HIV.
What?
But it's like an urban legend. It's not really a true thing at all, but people
it's like fear mongering.
Exactly. So that it's just so queerity kind of debunked that this was even a thing, and that this was even a thing that people were seeking out and trying to have happen. And
yeah, because so, it sounds crazy as hell.
People aren't necessarily seeking it out. And maybe there might be the one-off rare cases, but they're trying to, like, pitch it as, like, this is running rampant again. They're having these sex roulette parties, and everyone needs to be careful. And that people are flocking. That people are flocking that they, yeah. That's
flocking to these. Come on. They were
fucking. Did you say flocking or flucking?
I said flocking.
Which reminds me that I was convinced that Ursula, when in The Little Mermaid, she says, they come fucking to my castle. Yes, indeed.
Oh, no, they say and flocking.
No, it's fucking. Stop. You know, Disney. Disney is always trying to, like, you know, put in Eric gets a boner.
Especially Little Prince Mermaid.
Eric gets a boner.
Especially Little Mermaid.
That movie's all about sex. They're just trying to fuck each other.
Yeah, and on the old school covers of the VHS, there was a dick in the castle.
Yeah, there was. And doesn't the priest get a boner?
Yes, at the end, when he's about to marry Ursula, the priest gets a boner.
See, because you, what you have is you have, like, back then, like, artists in their, like, late 20s just being like, hee 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 hee.
They're bored. They had to draw, like, thousands and thousands and thousands of these frames. They're going to sneak in something.
And I'm pretty sure that guy who put the penis on the cover, he got, I think he had just been fired. And he was like, all right, last thing I'm going to do, print, edit, distribute.
I don't mind that. I'm into it.
So way to go.
It's all right, mischievous. It's really, it's cute.
Way to go. Well, I wasn't keeping tally, but good job on this quiz. It was confusing. Thank you. And you did a great job.
And I learned a lot, too.
Oh, good. That's the whole point. Learn, laugh, play.
Yay! Quizlet Corner! Quizlet Corner!
Doing it up. All right. Oof, what an episode, Aneke. I feel I've cried. I've sexed it up.
Yep.
I got angry. This episode was just a little bit of everything.
It was a lot of emotions, a roller coaster. I learned a ton. I freed myself of my sexual constraints.
Inhibitions. You're going to communicate the shit out of those things.
I'm going to talk it out.
You still hate George Zimmerman. So much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you learned about all the gay subgroups today.
I did. It was really, I feel like I can now be more of an ally because I'm not as clueless.
Yeah. Yes. You're not Cher Horowitz.
So no.
Way to go.
Or Dion, that, who's scary to black people now.
Isn't that crazy that Stacey Dash has ruined that? Actually, you know, I think I can still, that's a movie where I can separate the art from the artist, but outside of it.
Oh, okay, just, good.
Yeah. That's the
I
one.
I can too.
Because it's like, that's not Stacey Dash. That is Dion. Like, Dion is a real
that
person.
That is Dion.
It's Dion.
That is
it's
not
Stacey Dash. Stacey Dash was just like the vehicle that, you know.
She's the vessel.
The vessel. The spirit of Dion was inside of her, and then she was like, whoa? I hate
And
black
now she's
people.
Just a shell of a woman.
Nothing left inside of that. Yeah. Right. Wow. What a great episode. Aneke, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tweet at us. We've got our 1-year anniversary episode coming up, you guys.
Woo!
And we have a big announcement coming up for this 1-year anniversary. Some big
we
things
do.
Are coming
Secrets.
From Minority Corner.
Secrets right now. Tee hee hee. Tee hee hee.
I like our secret song.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, our album should drop with our new announcement. Oof.
I know, okay. So true.
Well, let's get out of here.
Also, remember, Facebook us, email us, Minority Corner with a K. We're on Twitter.
Aneke
tweet
will
us.
Have to, she will have to read me the Facebooks through my telephone because I'm still not on Facebook.
I will personally write them down and
mail them
I will
to me?
Send them to you with a stamp.
Okay, perfect. I don't ask for much, but I just okay. want that. It's a simple task. All right, bye, girl. I miss you already.
I miss you too. Bye.
Bye. I appreciated that little
Hi, James.
Thanks, Aneke. Now you know it's important.
Your lead-in. It was funny.